Proclamation number 8729, dated the January 18th, 1964. The day of the end is decided for eternity. Even if you inwardly resist the thought that everything around you shall perish, as it is constantly proclaimed to you, it will nevertheless come to pass with certainty. For my word is truth, and the end of this world in its present form has been decided for eternity. My plan of salvation will proceed, for once I make a decision it will not change, because profound wisdom has recognized what serves my intention from the start, the return of all fallen spirits, and therefore I will implement what has been decided. The fact that the precise date will never be given to you humans is explained by your freedom of will, which would be at risk were you to know the exact day and hour. But the human race will never remain without warning. I will always announce what is to come, so that they can prepare themselves, and the end need not be an end to be scared of for people. And thus I reiterate over and over again that the length of time the souls were granted for this salvation or earth period has expired, that the total transformation of the work of creation called earth is also necessary, because everything has become disorderly, because nothing which furthers the soul's development is utilized anymore, and because the earth shall fulfill its purpose again, to help the souls attain maturity, which, however, makes a total transformation of its surface unavoidable. And even if you are still granted a reprieve, you should not believe that the end has been revoked. The day will be upheld which has been preordained for eternity. You should merely know that you have already reached the lowest point which entails an end. Thus, according to the state of you souls, the prerequisites for a disintegration of earth would exist already. However, my decision is irrevocable, and thus you may regard your remaining time as a gift of grace, for you can still change, since it is never too late for that. And therefore I call to you time and again, believe that you are shortly facing the end. For even if a short time still passes by, it is nevertheless but a moment compared to the immense happening which will subsequently take place, which will conclude one period, the beginning of which you are incapable of ascertaining, because the beginning and end of an earth period are so far apart that you cannot produce any clear evidence. Nevertheless, you can be convinced that they are infinitely long periods of time. Although the individual human being is apparently unimportant and tiny in the great events of the world, he is nevertheless a once originally created spirit whose return means a lot to me, and whom I would therefore like to save before this end, so that he will not have to spend infinitely long times in agony and wretchedness again, which he can avert from himself by merely paying attention to my admonitions and warnings, which he will still receive during the last days. The remaining time of grace is only short, and every day should be regarded by you as a gift which can manage to achieve your inner change. It can mean turning back on the path you are walking, providing you believe in an end of this earth and therefore also in an end of all living beings on earth, as it is constantly proclaimed to you. You don't believe because one day goes by like another and nothing unusual happens, and yet I give you so many wake-up calls. You are constantly faced by different natural disasters. Time and again different commotions bother you, which are intended to arouse you from the state of sleep you find so comfortable. But you don't want to accept anything as a sign from above. You continue with your thoughtless way of life. You smother every sense of responsibility. You live on earth and yet do not acquire eternal life, but approach death instead. Nevertheless, you have reached the end of an earth period. And if you don't believe this, you will be taken by surprise and will find no way out. But prior to this you can still find it if you take the path to me, If you hand yourselves over to your God and Creator and appeal for my shelter and protection from all difficulties of the impending time, if only you acknowledge me as your God who wants to be your Father, then you truly no longer need fear the end, for then your return to me will have been accomplished and I will be able to accept you in a spiritual kingdom where you can still continue to ascend if you leave this earth in a low degree of maturity. Nevertheless, you will have found me and accomplished your return to me in the last minute. You will have escaped my adversary and, while still on the old earth, have come to the correct realization that you can only find salvation and beatitude in me, and then you won't need to fear the end anymore either. Amen.